Hey, welcome to day 8. Yeah, I think it's day 8 of Podmas. I hope you've been enjoying it so far, either listening or participating. I certainly have. It's been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it. And I just really enjoyed getting to know new people on Instagram or, you know, where people have been shouting out. And getting to know people that I already know, if that makes sense. Getting to know the people that I already follow deeper. And the prompts seem to be helping people to dig a little bit deeper. So I still have a cold. I still have sinusitis. And I probably will have for the duration of Podmas. But I'm feeling a lot better because I am taking a lot of pills for it. No antibiotics because it's not bacterial. And the doctor said no to that, which is the right decision, but also really annoying. I've just seen a stain on my lovely white walls. However, I've got some brilliant sinus pills, which seem to be doing the trick. Although I do still have kind of a low-level headache at all times, but hey, that's okay. I can cope with that. Annoying. I'm so sorry because I'm sort of cleaning while I chat to you. So today's prompt is about where I live, and that came about because when I decided on the prompt, I put it in my Facebook group and lots of people came up with some brilliant ideas. Lisa Ali, who has the I've forgotten what it's called, but she's the creative revival on Instagram, and she has a podcast. She came up with a lot of the prompts, maybe 5 or 6 of them. And then other people chipped in with prompts that they just wanted me to answer. And one of them was something about why I moved to Brighton. So I turned it into kind of a bigger prompt that other people could join, and it became I live here because. So if you joined the Podmas email challenge, I kind of delved into a few ways that you can explore this because it doesn't have to be so literal. From a security point of view, some people might not want to share exactly where they live, and that's absolutely fine. I never share exactly where I live either. But I wanted to share the reasons why I moved from London to Brighton this year, because it's kind of a big deal. I moved to London when I was 17 and I was there until, this year. So, how old am I? 35. So, a long time. And it probably seemed, it did seem to quite a lot of people, even our close friends, that it was like, why are you moving to Brighton? I don't get it. You don't know anyone there. You're not from there. You don't have family there, which isn't quite true. But you didn't go to uni there, what is this? Because, you know, people do get a bit uppity, but and a bit freaked out with change, myself included. But the reason that we picked Brighton, first and foremost, this is not the most drastic move we've ever made. I have lived in Saudi Arabia, Australia. I lived in Australia by myself. I moved there by myself. I didn't know a single person. I knew one person. Or maybe 2 people, but in the whole of Australia, which, let me tell you, is pretty big. And we also lived in Thailand as a couple. So moving from London to Brighton is just really not that drastic. It's like an hour and a half on the train. So I just want to put that out there straight away, that because we've, as a couple, we've lived a fairly nomadic life, to us it really wasn't that big a deal. Secondly, neither of us rely on commuting into London to for work. So I definitely wouldn't have done it if I had to, because the trains are terrible. So Ollie works in Brighton and I work from home, so that's not really a big deal. And the number one thing was that we just wanted more space, and I was desperate to be back by the sea. I grew up by the seaside, or in a seaside town in Kent. And when we were in Thailand, we lived by the sea. We lived on an island, actually. We didn't just live by the sea. We lived on a little rock in the sea. It's funny because I'm not a strong swimmer and I don't really swim in the sea. I'll jump off a boat in the middle of the ocean, but I wouldn't like paddle into the sea and go like swimming out into the sea. I'll go in. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense. I'm not scared of the sea, but I don't, and I can scuba dive. I actually have an advanced certificate in scuba diving. So, but I'm not you would never call me a water baby. I'm not a strong swimmer. In fact, I'm a really bad swimmer. But I just love being by the ocean. I love being able to walk down to the beach. I love hearing seagulls. And I just love the space. So when we were in London, we obviously had a lot of friends living there, made through uni and work, various offices. However, the nature of living in London is that you all live in your own little villages. London's massive. And it often would take us, 45 minutes to get anywhere. So, no, and also nobody, I think we had one friend that lived quite close to us in West London, but pretty much everyone else lived south of the river, which I just hate going south of the river, or in East London. So it really, even both of Ollie's brothers live in London as well, and we very rarely saw them. So I don't know, the nature of it all was that we weren't hanging out with friends every week. And from a PR point of view and a work point of view from me, I'd get invited to a lot of events, but I'm not really that sort of person. I'm not really interested in going to those sort of things. And it's funny because it's Christmas and I'm on various PR lists. All the invites are rolling in and I've got such FOMO because I really can't go to them this year. It would be such an added layer of faffery. But if I'd been in London, I wouldn't have gone to them anyway, so I need to just keep reminding myself of that. So those are the main reasons we up sticks and moved. I suppose a big reason is that we lived in a flat, which was the flat I bought myself when I was 28, and it was above an off licence in a really nice part of London. Not really nice part of London, but nice part of London. I really loved it, and it wasn't a tiny flat by any means. Ayes lived there until she was one. But we couldn't really have any more kids. We definitely couldn't have any more kids. And we didn't have a garden. And I became really, really sick of having that transient lifestyle of the people living above us, people living below us that we just never really knew, because they were both rented properties. Upstairs was the same size flat as ours, like 1.5 bedrooms. And there were six people there at one point. So it just got really boring. And also, I mean, it's crazy, really. I had a home birth. Well, I had an emergency C-section, but I was at home for 27 hours labouring in a pool, being pretty noisy, but apparently nobody heard anything. that sort of lack of community and lack of support, I realised throughout my maternity leave that, I made no friends at all, no mum friends, and I didn't realise until I moved down to Brighton how, lonely I'd been, I think. I just knew something was wrong, but I couldn't put my finger on it, if that makes sense. And, I've realised pretty quickly that the part of London that we were living in probably has something to do with it, because it was quite a posh area. The bit that we lived in wasn't necessarily super, super posh, but in West London, it was Hammersmith, but we were at the Shepherd's Bush end. I mean, to be fair, the whole lot is really nice. It's zone two and it's, yeah, lovely. God, I'm being that London wanker who's like, I was in zone two. That's what people in Peckham say. People in Peckham at Dulwich, when people are like, oh, you're not on the tube. And they're like, no, we're in zone two. I also used to live in Peckham, so I was that dickhead saying that. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, I used to go to this mum and baby group, and nobody talked to me ever. There was probably, it was like just one of those church hall things, and there was about, I don't know, 20 other mums, and they would all just bunch in their cliques. And one of them was this actress, actually. Do you know, I'm saying this as if you're sat opposite me, Romola Garai. Anyway, it was that type of West London mama. And then there was a little group of nannies, and I would just hang out with the nannies. And it wasn't even like, I don't know, it's not like I'm a really young mum, or I don't know, like, I'm middle class. So it wasn't like I stood out as so very different to them, but somehow I wasn't, and I was really lonely, actually. So that was another reason that we moved to Brighton. Or actually, that's a benefit of living down here that I didn't anticipate. I knew something was wrong, I just couldn't necessarily put my finger on it. And like I've said in previous episodes, going with my gut is just one of, it's just one of the best things that I can encourage anybody else to do, because whenever I've gone with my gut, that's always been the right decision. And I'm looking out at my disgusting garden right now, which is completely overgrown after months of neglect, and just feeling very, very grateful for the fact that I have this wonderful life down here now, and that I have a garden that I can neglect. That's such a privilege. And there's a compost bin in the corner, which is pretty exciting, and a barbecue and some hanging baskets. I mean, honestly, if I took a picture of this, you would think it was a pile of shit, but I feel very grateful. Anyway, I've run over again. Love you lots. See you tomorrow.